And welcome to this edition of Afroloops, a series where we look at different musical instruments from around the continent of Africa. This time we're finding out more about the amadinda, a Ugandan instrument that produces Bagandan music, and an instrument that I'm also currently learning how to play. My name is Nombasa Makoko, and I'm currently a Rhodes University student majoring in African music. I'm also a singer and a songwriter as well as a performer. Now, the amadinda is a Ugandan xylophone. It's one of the three main xylophones from Uganda. The one particular tree that it's made from is called Makelia, namely Olusambia in Luganda. Depending on which type of amadinda it is, it's either made with 22 slats, which is called akadinda, 12 keys, amadinda, or sekinomu, which is made of 9 keys. So the slats are laid parallel to each other, and they're wooden, and they're placed on a metal or wooden frame. It looks a bit like a normal xylophone or a marimba, but the slats are thicker and rougher. The longer ones play lower notes and the shorter ones play high notes, as you can hear as I demonstrate two notes of each pitch. Amadinda is made of a pentatonic scale. This means that it's composed of five notes, as I demonstrate. It is always played by at least two people. This is so that we can hear the good interlocking patterns. Sometimes as many as six people can play it. I'm joined by my lecturer, Mr. Madiba, and we'll play a bit of what it should be sounding like as two players play. Now, the amadinda is a royal instrument and was traditionally played only in the Bagandan king's court, but these days anyone can really play it for pleasure. It's often played at public events, and there are many, many amadinda groups that play around Uganda. Albert Simpeke is a Ugandan musician who specializes in amadinda and has performed all over the world. He was only 13 when he started learning the instrument from his father, who used to play it in the king's court. He is what we call a griot, following in his father's footsteps. This also means that he's the fourth generation of amadinda players within his heritage line. This is what he had to say when I asked him what amadinda music means to him.
Amadinda, this is something which is very crucial in my life because it has been part and parcel in my family since I was a child. I used to see my father and my uncles playing and cousins playing amadinda at home. My father played in the court during Mutesa II reign, and my grandfather was a gatekeeper in the palace in the reign of King Dawudi Chwa, and at the same time he was a flute, and he was in the flute band, and I'm still performing in the king's court, and I'm the king's royal music advisor, and I'm his entertainer. I perform for the king occasionally, for example, when he has special visitors within the country and also outside the countries.
Thank you.
Before it was introduced in the kingdom, it used to be performed in the clan shape. And we got 52 clans in Buganda. And these 52 clans, they got totems. And it's a very big lineage. So some clans, they used to have a special activities they play in the palace. Amadinda, it's been created. This created way back 1000 BC. But the only person I know who created, for example, not Amadinda, but Akadinda, who was called Kawaga. Kawaga was also coming from, was also belonging from Make clan. Amadinda is used in on weddings, culture functions, and also private parties. It's a very wide range of music which is performed on Amadinda.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Afroloops. If you'd like to hear more about the amazing instruments that come from Africa, then go to the International Library for African Music website or search us on iTunes or wherever you can get your podcasts.